KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's recap some high school sports from the weekend first this morning. In high school softball, lots of tournament play on Saturday. At the Fort Dodge Tournament on Saturday, Atlantic picked up a couple of victories. Atlantic downing Ankeny 8-4, and it was Atlantic over Ballard by a 5-0 final. Also at that Fort Dodge tourney, some of the other scores included Bishop Heelan Catholic beating Harlan 8-7. Winterset won twice as they beat Central Springs 4-0, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy 8-2 in Saturday action. Also Saturday at the Audubon Tournament, it was Audubon defeating ACGC 6-4. ACGC topping Maple Valley 13-6. Audubon over Maple Valley 5-4. Panorama beat Coon Rapids Bayard 9-5. Underwood over Panorama 9-5. And Underwood also topping Coon Rapids Bayard by a 13-0 score. All tournament team members from that Audubon Tournament included Hannah Tiggison and Sydney Beamer of Audubon, Tori Fuller and Maid Kelsey of ACGC, also Paige Wooster and Micaiah Smith of Maple Valley. Peyton Cook of Ella Pierce of Underwood both made the squad, along with Panorama's Grace Ritchie and Lindy Nelson. And from Coon Rapids Bayard, Breely Clayburgh and Katie Olson both were all-tournament selections. At the Griswold Tournament on Saturday, it was Griswold downing Tri-Center 17-0 and Mount Air beating Exira EHK 10-0. In the consolation match, Exira EHK wins 9-3 over Tri-Center, and in that championship game, it was Griswold a winner 4-2, downing Mount Air. Also at the Thomas Jefferson Classic in Council Bluffs on Saturday, Abraham Lincoln beat Lewis Central 14-5, AL also over TJ 5-4, Earlham beat Glenwood 8-1, Earlham over St. Albert 10-2, St. Albert defeating Glenwood 2-1, and Lewis Central beat Thomas Jefferson by a 4-2 final. Fifth place game saw Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 7-5. The third place matchup, it was Lewis Central winning 4-1 over St. Albert. In the championship match, Earlham was the winner as they downed Abraham Lincoln. Also at the Martinsdale St. Mary's tournament on Saturday, AHSTW beat Essex 16-0. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Essex 15-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's beating AHSTW 6-0. Webster City topping Essex 10-1, and Webster City over AHSTW by a 5-0 score. At the Shenandoah tournament, Fremont Mills beat Shenandoah 7-1. Fremont Mills over Missouri Valley 7-6. Missouri Valley beat Shenandoah 2-1. Shenandoah over Stanton 9-2. Stanton defeating Fremont Mills 18-9. And it was Stanton over Missouri Valley 13-3. At the Orient Maxburg tournament Saturday, Lennox beat East Union 8-1. It was Nottoway Valley over Murray 7-1. In the third place match, East Union beat Murray 13-0, and Lennox won the title 8-0 over Nottoway Valley. In the Oskaloosa tournament, it was Creston defeating Knoxville 4-3, and Fairfield downing Creston by a 5-3 final. And also in Hawkeye 10 conference action on Saturday, Kemper Catholic swept 2 from Red Oak 10-4 and 13-1. While Sioux City North beat Denison Sleswig 11-10 in game one of a doubleheader. Denison Sleswig wins the second game over Sioux City North 6-4 Saturday softball action. In Saturday high school baseball play at the ACGC tournament, it was Ankeny Christian beating Lennox 9-1. Central Decatur over ACGC 8-1. Consolation match saw Lennox win 11-6 over ACGC. Ankeny Christian beat Central Decatur 3-1 for the title. In the Battle of the Bluffs baseball tournament, ADM over Glenwood 14-12. Bettendorf defeating Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 10-7. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Lewis Central 11-6. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over Des Moines Lincoln 6-5. North Polk beating Glenwood 10-0. Also, Waukee beat Lewis Central 1-0. At the Logan Magnolia Triangular Saturday, Logan Magnolia beat Bowyer Valley 12-3. Westwood over Bowyer Valley 5-4. Logan Magnolia beat Westwood 13-6. West Harrison baseball tournament Saturday, Sydney beat Whiting 18-3. West Harrison 18-0 over West Monona. Consolation match saw West Monona beat Whiting 12-2. And in the championship game, West Harrison beat Sydney 5-4. Also from Hawkeye 10 conference action on Saturday, Clarinda beat East Mills 15-0. It was Denison Sleswig downing Audubon 13-1 in boys baseball action. At the College World Series, Virginia and Mississippi State both picked up wins on Sunday at the CWS in Omaha. Virginia took an early lead and then beat Tennessee as they picked up a 6-0 victory in that contest. Mississippi State got a 2-1 win over Texas. The Bulldogs scored both of their runs in the fourth inning and then held off the Longhorns in the ninth to help pick up that victory. Two more games on tap for today. Stanford will play Arizona at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Omaha. That's an elimination game, and that'll be followed at 6 o'clock tonight by a winner's bracket matchup between Vanderbilt and North Carolina State as the College World Series continues. In Major League Baseball, the Cards split 2 with the Braves yesterday. St. Louis winning the first game 9-1 as Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado both went deep, and they drove in 7 runs. Tommy Edman had 3 hits and 3 runs scored. Adam Wainwright struck out 11 through 7 innings as he threw the complete game in that shortened 7-inning game due to the doubleheader. And the game 2 was a Braves win, 1-0, as the Cardinals were able to get only a couple of hits in that contest as they come up on the short end. Also, the Royals won their 3-game set with the Red Sox Sunday as they pick up a 7-3 win. Whit Merrifield with a home run and a couple of hits. He drove in a pair for the Royals yesterday. Hunter Dozier and Nicky Lopez each had 3 hits for the Royals in that victory. Also, the Yankees beat the A's 2-1, Nationals over the Mets 5-2, Blue Jays beat the Orioles 7-4, Indians over the Pirates 2-1, the Astros beat the White Sox 8-2, Cubs over the Marlins 2-0, Twins beat the Rangers 4-2, Brewers over the Rockies 7-6, Giants beat the Phillies 11-2, Tigers over the Angels in 10 innings 5-3, Dodgers 9-8 over the Diamondbacks, Padres edge the Reds 3-2, Mariners in 10 innings 6-2 over the Rays yesterday. In the NBA playoffs, Phoenix beat the LA Clippers 120-114 as the Suns take a 1-0 lead in that series. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 103-96. The Hawks win that series 4-3. In the NHL playoffs, Vegas beat Montreal in overtime 2-1 to tie that series at 2 each. In NASCAR action at the Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway, Kyle Larson the winner. Ross Chastain was the runner-up, William Byron placing third. At the PGA's U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, John Rahm picked up birdies on the final 2 holes as he rallied to go 6-under on the tournament and win over Louis Oosthuizen by a stroke and win his first PGA Tour major tournament, winning the U.S. Open yesterday. Harris English at 3-under par finished in third place. And former Iowa standout Anthony Hitchens says the Kansas City Chiefs defense is focused on red zone play. Hitchens is preparing for his fourth season in Kansas City as the Chiefs look to bounce back from a Super Bowl loss to Tampa Bay.
We fell short in the red zone last year. I think we was top 10 the year we won the Super Bowl, and then last year we were 32nd, if I'm not mistaken. So, man, that's the difference right there. You know, you give 3 points up, set a 7, that's a 4-point swing right there. So, I mean, there was times where teams would get in the red zone 3 times and score 3 touchdowns. That's 21 points. You know, we can easily cut that in half or less than half. So, we're just working on that right now.
Hitchens says they need to make teams settle for more field goals.
We did our offseason homework. We know we got some different things now, and we're going to improve. And that's our main goal is they get down there. Hopefully they don't. But if they do, give up 3 and not 7.
As he gets ready for his 8th season in the NFL, Hitchens says he's going to be taking on more of a leadership role for the Chiefs this year. That's Check of Sports here this hour. KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.